This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, my friends, we are two-thirds of the way done with Ben and Woods this morning. Then we will head into the sound space for the Epic Wings, Padres Epic Roundtable. Excited about that this morning. How are you feeling about it?
I'm excited about this morning. I am. I have some trepidation about what Adam proposed yesterday. Do you think we can talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we probably can talk about it. Let me introduce the show here on National Radio Day. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie, executive producer. And I was really impressed that you volunteered for this. You didn't have to. I did not. I pressure you into a lot of things. This, I was like, if you don't want to do this, I would, because I'm not doing it. It would be a waste of time.
Away,
yeah, it'd be a waste of my time.
If they want to do something like that, I will be a good sport and play along.
I was surprised as well.
I was very surprised.
And I don't know if it is definitely going to happen or not.
Well, now we kind of have to.
But I think
now
it probably has to happen.
Like, whether or not it happens is the way we talked about it yesterday. Now it is going to happen.
But we can at least do like another version of our own version.
So Adam said that Epic Wings wants to kind of do a big grand finale at the end of the season.
Makes sense.
Just celebrate a year of sponsoring the Roundtable.
They've been an absolutely incredible A-plus partner.
A-plus.
A-plus-plus.
The wings are fantastic.
The breadsticks
are so good.
God, dude.
I
told you, they have the crispest celery.
My eyes have been open. Everything house made. I love Epic Wings.
It's so good, really good.
What do they call it? It's like the pizza bread, but with chicken and stuff. And it's got the cheese crusted over the top. Mm-hmm. Like that, I can't even look at it because I'm like, I will eat that whole entire box.
No freezers in the restaurant. I mean, they like take it really seriously and they do a really good job. So when they, Adam said they came to him with an idea. They wanted to do a big finale. And the idea is that we do some sort of segment a la the famous Hot Wings, the Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
Yeah, where one of us eats progressively hotter wings from Epic Wings while the others, you know, ask questions.
Tommy O'Brien's grand finale with Lynyrd Skynyrd's brother. That would be incredible.
Johnny Van Zant
will be here.
They were actually the client that was really pushing for it.
Adam, two birds with one stone. Two free birds with one stone.
Now,
how about that?
You might remember about 3 weeks ago, they introduced their spicy barbecue sauce, which includes just a touch of Carolina Reaper pepper. Just a touch.
Like a tiny bit.
And I ate one right before the show, and I got it caught a little bit lodged.
Hey, welcome to the round table.
I had trouble
starting
the show.
My name is Ben.
It was unreal,
and
Polly.
I don't think that's anywhere near as hot as they can get it for something when they're deliberately trying to ramp up the heat. So
if you didn't know, our boss, Adam, is an absolute total freak. He eats Thai food at 10. No problem. And there's like, what?
They did a segment with Gwen and Chris and Scraby where they brought in like a Thai food 10 spicy.
And he wolfed
it. And Adam finished it. It wasn't just like, I'll take a bite. He ate the whole thing. No problem.
I'm sweating just thinking about that.
It would put me in the ER. There's no question.
Right, I need Pepcid already.
I don't do well with spicy foods. I don't like the feeling. I don't like it when it's too spicy. It surprised no one. So we said, we'll do that. And I'll ask you questions. Probably of a sexual nature, and you will be eating these wings. You and Adam will be duking it out. He's going to smoke you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the reactions that we want to hear and see. Paulie, I may need
to take the day off like TV that day. I don't know that I'll be able to recover.
I'm so bummed that we didn't get the audio from the next day of the roundtable because he was like, I screwed up. And you can't talk.
I made a terrible decision.
And he's like, I made a terrible decision. And he has to kick. It was 4 seconds left. He wiped his mouth. And was like, It's so, so funny.
Well, I kind of like Fridge Watcher's idea. The wing wheel of death. You spin to get whichever hot sauce that you land on.
How do they do it on hot ones? They just go one at a time?
I think it progressively gets
hotter. They're dry wings.
Yeah.
And then it's just the sauce is what gets hotter and hotter.
Right.
So you take a dry, you know, naked wing or whatever, and then you just take the little jar, bottle of the sauce. Yeah, you can dip it or just put it onto the side and
take a bite.
Onto the actual wing. And
then they just progressively go
and
up.
They got like Carolina Reapers and ghost peppers.
I watch
it gets really hot.
I usually will wait until it's a celebrity or an actor, somebody that I know and recognize. But the Sean Evans, the guy that hosts it, he's fantastic.
I've never seen it. I've seen clips and stuff. I don't like to watch people eat, so that's part of the problem. And I really don't like hot food. And,
you get the right one. Like Will Ferrell's is great. Yeah. Shaq has one where they just start crying.
Yes,
they're
crying.
This is unbelievable. They're so good.
And
I love
the
reactions.
Look, where I grew up in Texas. I have those friends that are like, P-word, a cute. And I'm like, dude, Tabasco spicy for me. Cholula is perfect. Perfect. This is a perfect amount of spice for me.
See, now Cholula. I like Tabasco's fine.
Tabasco's fine. It's everything. A little spicy for me. But I'll eat it.
Tabasco.
Maybe I am the right one, at least among the three of us, give this a try.
But. For sure. But I don't understand. Does it? All right, let me ask a question. Throw it out to the audience as well. Does it make you more of a man if you can eat spicy food?
I don't know. It definitely feels like everyone considers that, but everyone's reaction to spiciness is
different.
Just genetically different.
It's genetically different.
Like, I like a little bit of a kick. Like I don't
like any kick. I don't want a kick. I don't mind a little flavor, but I don't want like a...
I can do like a spicy salsa.
I don't want a recoil.
You know, like
I like
Thai food.
A warm burn. Like,
do you? Yeah, see, I hate the burn.
I don't mind the warm burn, like lingering.
It's when it overpowers and takes over the whole dish that I'm like, this is just ruining my mouth. I'm on
like
fire
right now.
But
like the horseradishy, like when it hits your nostrils and you like,
I don't like that.
I don't love that feeling.
Like Thai food that we order, they go on a scale of 0 to 5 or 1 to 5 or whatever. I get a 3, which is like some kick, but it's not like
4 usually.
Yeah, but so. I'm not going to have to like chug milk or something to get the burn off
this
of my
tongue.
This
is great. I've never seen this person in our chat, but it's my favorite name we've seen. Benoit Bordelon. Pops up in our chat. I'm a man from Louisiana. I'll say no. Spice should be good, but not trying to kill you. Spice is to enhance flavors, not make you die.
Yeah.
And then Rafa says, I've been repeatedly told I'm not a real Mexican because I don't enjoy my mouth on fire. I'm sorry, I like to enjoy my meal. Rafa, you and I can get together and eat some mild food.
That must be especially hard when culturally your food is inherently filled with chilies and spicy in, you know, just typically.
How have I never seen Benoit Bordelon? It's the best name, I do declare. Benoit Bordelon.
It's from Louisiana.
That's so
good. Of course, spicy food. Tabasco is the home of Tabasco, Louisiana, and Cajun food and Creole food can be quite spicy.
Well, what is this contraption, I do declare?
It's Benoit Bordelon.
Blackberry, Michael. I'm trying to get updates on the company.
Who's Michael? I'm Caleb Crawdad, I do declare.
You don't have to keep saying I do declare. Anytime you say something, it means you're declaring.
That is the way Southern people talk.
And what designing woman are you basing that on?
Delta Burke, I do declare.
Oh, it's so freaking good. Caleb Crawdad, by the way. Well, so we'll do that. I think when's our last roundtable?
Well, we generally go into the postseason if they do go into
so
the
it'll
postseason,
be after
but it'll
all
probably
that.
Be that last Thursday in September. So I think we're going to do it the Wednesday on our show.
Okay.
Before. Because I don't want to.
No, you don't want to do it on the roundtable.
I can't host a roundtable if I'm incapacitated. So that, that was
great.
A concern.
Have you guys done the one chip challenge?
No.
No.
No, because that's like they got the spices on the. Hey, there he is. How we doing, buddy?
Our last scheduled roundtable is Thursday, the 24th of September, and at least listed as the special guest that day, Bernie Wilson.
Oh, burn. I love it. Oh, burn.
Oh, a little extra burn.
Feel the burn. Yeah, we will do a roundtable if we make the postseason, right?
We have, I think, continued on through the postseason when the Padres made it.
Yeah, Dominic said Scraby did the one chip challenge. It didn't go well. It did not go well, says KG.
I don't know that one. I'm out.
I couldn't do it on the air because I would shut down. I just don't have the capacity for it. I don't like spicy food. I like a little wasabi. That's about it.
See, that's a different kind of spicy too. That's more of the sting your nostrils.
Here's what I can't do. If I wanted to go get Epic Wings for dinner tonight, I would get, you know, whatever they got, 4, 6, 8 piece wings or whatever, and I could get some spicy wings. What I can't do is the wing eating competitions, like how many wings can you eat in 20 minutes or whatever. Like I had a buddy, similar to what you were saying, I went to high school with, he like loves to do wing eating challenges. Like, oh, if you can eat this whole plate in 10 minutes, it's free or whatever. He'll do that.
Can't do it. I can't eat anything in bulk.
Yeah, speed eating.
Speed. I don't speed eat.
Even if they were, even if they weren't hot, even if they were barbecue wings, I'm like, I'm not trying to sit here and eat 40 wings or whatever.
Yeah, I can't. So this is just a. This is a. You don't have to eat a bunch. You
no,
just
it's
have
a test of heat. Test of not heat. Quantity.
Chewbacca says, "Is Adam just getting into work?" Yeah. Yeah, we're used to it though around here, man. No worries. He just
it's 8 a.m.
He just
show up every morning.
Ah, there he is. Hi.
He's Adam's done the one chip challenge as well. Yeah.
I don't know how he does this or why. Is he faking that it's bothering that it's not bothering him? And inside he's like, "Kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me." Right? Aren't people just wired for this? Does he has he trained for this?
Adam, come here, come here, come here.
Get in here.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
iron
please
stomach himself.
We're talking about our potential hot ones challenge? Type challenge that we're going to do with Epic Wings at the end of the season.
I know.
That's what they were saying, too.
So, did you like really spicy food? Or yeah. Do you like really spicy food, or you can
I
just
figured
handle
for sure
it?
You were just going to tell me to do it, and you would grill me with uncomfortable questions.
Well, you will. It's
but
you against Ben.
But you uncomfortable. That's the thing. It's
no,
not
I
a
didn't
great
think
segment.
You'd want me. I thought you were just going
to
do it, Ben.
No, UV Ben no. is what I want.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're going to have to answer the same sexual questions that Ben gets.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least have a sexual nature,
oh, yes.
is what I said.
But have you always been okay with spicy food? Like when?
How did you grow up on it? Like, what? How did you train yourself?
I mean, but I don't, like, I'm not going to eat 10 or a dozen, like, unbelievably hot wings.
You ate
for
a whole
dinner.
Thing of Thai food
I
10,
didn't
though.
I eat the whole thing.
Well, you had more than
several,
a bite.
I had several bites. But that's not what I, but it was a challenge. It's not like when I'm eating that for a meal.
But when you order from the Thai restaurant by your house.
I can't remember the last time I ordered Thai.
All right, honest, when you do, what do you get? Like a 5?
7 or 8, probably.
See, that's a lot. I had a 7 once, and it like I was like 4 hours before I was recovered.
So you get that just as a meal, you would get
yeah,
a 7.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get a 10 and just say, oh, I'm sitting down eating a 10.
I couldn't. I get a 1. 1. And that's, I'm like, ah, ooh. Wash it down with a Sprite.
I guess
wow.
I get a 3 out of 5, which I guess would be a 6 oh,
is
out it? Of 10.
But I mean, these wings, you know, I don't know the exact level of hotness that Epic Wings is going to have, right? But like, if they want to do it really hot, that's could legitimately, like, you know, make you uncomfortable, right?
Good, that's what I want.
Do you guys like wasabi? Because I heard you talking about like, going up the horseradish.
I'm okay with
like
it,
wasabi.
Yeah.
I like the burn on the wasabi because it goes away.
Yeah, it goes away.
That's the thing. It does. It temporarily hits you harder, but goes away faster.
But the one chip challenge or like super right. hot wings, you're not going to go away like that.
I've
like
got, wasabi. I just pulled up Epic Wings here. They have lemon pepper. This is like from...
In.
From easy
spicy scale.
Yeah, yeah. Mildest
Let's get
to
the lemon pepper.
Hottest.
Yeah.
Lemon pepper, garlic parm, sweet chili.
No.
Honey barbecue, sweet original barbecue. Now we get into mild buffalo, which is really just like the flavor of buffalo. It's not any spice.
Kind of vinegary.
Medium
spicy.
Buffalo, hot buffalo. Then they have the last two are extra hot buffalo. And then this one just says atomic.
They did bring atomic. In, they brought in the atomic before, and I found it to be very hot.
Okay.
Like,
really?
I ate
it's
that.
It's called
I was like, whoa.
Atomic.
I love it.
I don't think
well,
I can go
it,
higher.
I ate it.
I couldn't go higher than medium buffalo.
Is that their
that.
Highest? Is Atomic?
Mild yeah. buffalo is as high as I can go. Mild.
Mild.
They could
buffalo.
Probably whip something up, though.
Yeah. All right. I can't wait
Atomic
for this.
Reaper?
Atomic Reaper. The name of
I'm
a
sure
Reaper
can,
pepper is...
Mason Miller's new nickname?
I'm sure Reaper. That they can ramp it up whatever they want. You just put more of the pepper that makes it spicy in anything.
I like sweet chili when they have a little bit of a kick to it.
Yeah.
This
good.
One
oh,
I
can
it's ranked
no
low
problem.
On their rankings.
Yeah. I like the one that they made with maple syrup. That was my favorite. Like the best wings I've ever had.
How did you gain all the weight?
I was eating maple syrup wings and they were delicious.
Dunked in ranch.
Yeah, blue cheese, but yeah. I mean, like they were the best things I've ever had.
I'm going to assume that Ben knows this, but you know the measuring unit you measure?
Scoville's.
Yeah. What is it?
Scoville's. Scoville scale.
Scoville.
I figured yeah. you knew
it's
that.
Like in the you get into the millions.
Oh,
like
really?
Like a regular hot wing is like 300 or 400, I think, and like they can make hot wings at like 7 million on the Scoville scale,
oh,
which
I can't
is
wait
insane.
For this.
I'll so. Find the best hot ones episode for you to watch. Right. That's going to be like funny and entertaining, and you can also like kind of see how it works
how he does
and get
it.
An idea of it.
Okay.
Because yeah. he asks really good questions too while the interview. Like
yeah.
he asks like thoughtful, thought provoking questions that. You know, they're not just one word answers, and these people are like tears.
And don't
crying,
touch your just... eyes or your pee pee when you're done after it. Okay. You wear gloves, maybe?
No gloves.
No gloves? Okay. All right. Thank you. He's going to go get us locked in for the round table today. You good? Oh, there he is. How are you? He's always lurking around.
See, that it's always the surprise, though, as you said. It doesn't really matter how. You know, masculine you may seem.
Are you saying Adam's not masculine?
Did you hear that?
Oh.
Adam,
he waited till he left. It's
wow.
A good move.
Well, no, I'm like an Adam. I'm kind of the dorky, nerdy sort. Sports nerd, hey, like Adam.
Ben just said you weren't masculine.
I said like me, you don't project kind of an overly air of like tough guy. But no, I'm
it's probably
like
the meanest
like,
thing
I'm
Ben
like
has ever
you.
Said.
I don't
by
project
the way,
it either.
I'm sorry. I think you're very manly. Three kids at home would say
but
differently.
That has nothing to do with your tolerance for spicy food.
Mrs. Klug would disagree with that statement, Ben. She told me at the baseball game. She said he is all man. There's a quote from Mrs. Klug. Can't believe you would say that.
Oh, Fridge Watcher in the chat says, "I bought my friend habanero chapstick. He almost died."
Can we make a real?
That is a
let's,
no,
let's make a rule.
Play that prank.
We don't do it. We do some pranks, but we do not do a spicy prank with me. I won't forgive you. I won't forgive you if it like sends me into the hospital. Or
you
something,
give me habanero chapstick, I will punch you.
That's incredible.
I will physically assault you.
That's great. Well, I can't wait for this. It'll be fun. You nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this will be better than the Bean Boozled, though.
No, I am more... Yeah, that I would rather do this than do the beans again.
Beans were...
I hated the beans.
Remember when I did the whole handful?
Yes.
And almost died.
Yeah.
It was the most like, disgusting thing of all time. Of all
like,
time.
I enjoy the flavor of peppers.
You don't
I
like don't, booger flavor no. And Band-Aid and dirty dishes?
Old sock? These will be overwhelming and unpleasant, but it's not like
booger.
A... distasteful yeah. flavor to me. I love buffalo wing sauce.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
But if it gets really, really hot, it's not fun.
All right.
Real quick before we go to break, Street Documents in the chat says, when do we get a Ben and Woods Hot Ones challenge?
Go back about 18 minutes and then you will
start this
listen
game.
To this entire your segment.
Yeah, you need this one again.
It's the worst part about our business. When are you guys going to talk about Sweetwater playing tonight? We already did!
What are you guys going to do?
When are you guys
going to
have Adam on?
That's coming up next. We need a contestant.
Where's the wrap up from yesterday?
833-288-0973. Your chance to instant win some Luke Combs tickets at Petco Park. 833-288-0973. Play our game coming up next. It is Ben and Woods live from the Bill House Studios. We know how.
When are you giving away Luke Combs tickets?
That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan. Well, we spent a lot of time talking about preparation, whether it's in sports or for hot wings, game plans, adjustments, knowing what could go wrong. But a lot of people head into retirement without anything close to that kind of plan. Between inflation, rising healthcare costs, market volatility, and just the cost of living here in San Diego, it's no surprise retirement is stressful. That's why Trajan Wealth exists. TrajanWealth.com. Trajan Wealth works with people who want clarity instead of guesswork. Their fiduciary advisors help build personalized retirement investment strategies based on your goals and your comfort level, because not one size fits everybody. They're local, too, with offices at Carlsbad, Liberty Station, and Escondido, so they understand what it really costs to live and retire here. So if you've ever thought about getting that second opinion, easy place to start. Go to TrajanWealth.com or just pick up the phone. Call 1-855-TRAJAN-1. That's 1-855-TRAJAN-1. Trajan Wealth. Plan smarter. Dream bigger. Advisory services through Trajan Wealth LLC. Additional services through Trajan Estate and Trajan Tax. Actual client paid advertisement. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
They listen to the radio, but it's like background noise.
I mean, well, it's
they don't listen intently.
It's not required to listen intently. You just are allowed as a listener. Just have us on and pick us up and drop us off whenever you want.
It's true.
But you're going to miss some fun stuff.
That's
if
right.
You don't listen for all 4 hours.
Like,
for instance, well.
Like real or fake. And then
yes.
Reach around.
Like Woods just told me at the end of the last segment that I did the entire previous segment with a little booger in my nose. So thank you for that.
Well, I didn't see it until we hit off. And I looked up and go, You got a booger. We've talked about it. The older I get, I talked about it with Hannah last night. The older I get, the boogerier I get. It sucks.
It's definitely.
And I trim my nose hairs
getting older.
At 4 a.m. and by 7, they're back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. If I could market that, I could just grow hair for all the bald guys. I don't know what's happening in my body, but it's but yeah, I'm much more boogery than I used to be.
All right, we got Eno Saris coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ben and Woods, this hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now, mention radio for 20% off new service plans in 2026. Yeah, we got Real or Fake coming up. Jose's going to be our contestant. He thought he was just calling in for Luke Combs tickets.
You got to
first crack at him, but you got to play Real or Fake and try to win them coming up right now.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right. I already told you. Jose, it's Luke Combs tickets for June 26th at Petco Park. Tickets are info at lukecombs.com, but you need to get 4 out of 7 right here on Real or Fake today. The good news is Woods can help you out with a little phone-a-friend. How you doing this morning, Jose?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys, too, and wish me luck. These are for my wife.
All right, good luck to you. Today's topic, Little League World Series, underway in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Today's game is simple. I will give you a notable name. You tell me if they ever competed in the Little League World Series, real, or if it's a fake.
Okay.
I've thrown in to fool you. Ready? Round one, Jose.
Ready.
Real or fake Little League World Series? Jurickson Profar, real or fake?
Real.
Yes.
Yeah. 2004 champion. Curaçao. 2005 runner-up. Curaçao went back-to-back years. Very easy. All right. Round number two. Chris Young, former Padres pitcher, Rangers president. Did he compete in the Little League World Series, Jose?
Ooh. I'm going to say real.
No. Nope. Fake one. That's okay. You only need 4 right. We are still plenty of time.
I wonder if he was 7 feet tall when he was 12
right.
Also.
It's possible.
He should have.
All right. Round number three. John Paxson, former Chicago Bulls player. I believe team president as well. John Paxson. Little League World Series, though. Real or fake, Jose?
Fake.
It was fake.
Wow. Know.
You thought it was real, didn't
did.
You? Why would I have put him in there?
No
I
kidding.
I have no idea.
It just popped in your head.
What name. Just popped in my head.
Yeah. Thinking about Notre Dame again, aren't you?
All right, here we go. Round number four. Gavin Newsom, California governor. Real or fake Little League World Series participants?
Fake.
Fake.
It's fake? Very good.
I feel like we would have heard about that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis did play in the Little League World Series in 1991, but not Gavin Newsom. So, you are now one away from a victory and claiming Luke Combs tickets for your wife. You can get one of these next three correct. Round number five. Willem Dafoe, actor. Willem Dafoe, real or fake, Jose?
Fake.
Fake.
Been around since 1947, so he absolutely could have.
Could have, just didn't.
But he did not. Okay. No, never been there. You've done it, Jose. Congratulations.
It. Somebody's getting lucky.
Hang on.
Yeah, tell the missus.
Very nice.
Came
Luke
through
Combs
four.
Tickets for you. None for the Tier 1s. We'll have one more game of Take on Woods tomorrow for Luke Combs tickets. I believe we have our TV category left.
Give me the other ones.
Robert Hassel III, former Padres prospect.
Real.
It is twice, 2013-2014. Gail Gilbert, former Chargers quarterback.
Real.
It was. 1974 Little League World Series runner-up.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I do
too. Red
Bluff,
California.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
That was a great team, that Red Bluff team.
I love, love, love the Little League World Series.
It is fun.
I can't wait to go home and watch games. I love it so much. So much. Games are tomorrow?
They started yesterday.
I watched yesterday.
Today is our team's play.
Today,
noon,
I thought it was
3.
Tomorrow. Okay.
And
noon, we did this earlier.
Depends
noon
on,
and 3. Speaking
then,
of nobody
then it depends
listening.
On what they do. If they win in advance in the winner's bracket, you generally skip a day or two.
Yeah.
If you lose, you go into an elimination game because it's double elimination.
What's the pitch count, 80?
So for, I think
85?
I think it's 80 currently, or you can start a batter before.
You could start,
80.
I thought it was 85.
You can start a batter with your 85th pitch.
Yeah. You can be it, yeah.
Or your 84th pitch or whatever. 85. Man. You see the kid come out of the game yesterday with the hurt arm?
Ooh.
And, he went, what did they play, 6 innings? He went 5 2/3, mm-hmm. and then he motioned, I'm done. The coach is like, cool, it's 2-1. Tying runs on first. Pass ball. Tying runs on second. Base hit right field. The kid that pitched, he's like, I'll go play right. throws a 100 mile an hour seed to the catcher. They get the guy by 15 feet at home plate.
So he can throw.
He got
one.
He had one more bullet and came in, picked it up, boom, and threw the guy out by a mile. It was unbelievable. So good. Yeah, he hosed that guy. I mean, it was incredible. These kids are awesome, man. They're
we
awesome.
Didn't talk about it. Tatis had a nice throw.
Yeah, he
yesterday.
Did. No, it's a in a loss.
Paul, you thought he was safe at home plate on the swim move.
Glad we got the call, but
I thought the above shot was pretty clear that he got him.
Yeah,
not enough to overturn.
Oh, I thought he got it.
I mean, he definitely didn't get the tag. Was not applied, so it was all on whether. And who was the base runner?
It was Francisco Alvarez.
Francisco Alvarez. It was all
whether he
hit the tip of the plate
just
that move. Just the tip. But it was really hard to tell whether his finger scraped on the black or if it missed it by an inch.
Like in real time, I thought, ooh, did that swim move work? I thought maybe it did. And then I really thought they were going to overturn that one. Very glad they didn't. But
I definitely think that was one of the cases of inconclusive and the umpire's call then has to stand. I also feel like in the old days, that's an easy out because the catcher's just standing there at home plate. And he gets it and tags it, and you're still 4 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
But because you now have to stand
give a lane
a
to
mile
the side.
In front of home plate, catch it, and then run backwards to make the tag, it turned it into a play that it really shouldn't have been.
Well, when they challenged, I thought Don and Mud were like, oh, are they going to challenge maybe to see if there was blocking a lane or whatever? And I go, no. He was 8 feet in front of the plate.
He had the
lane.
He gave him the lane.
The lane was there.
It's just, and I love that every time we have had a manager on, from Bob Melvin, who was a catcher, to Mike Schilt, who never played in the big leagues, to Craig Stammen, who pitched in the big leagues. Hey, can you define the blocking the plate rule? They're like, nope, sure can't. Makes me feel better as a Little League coach. It does. I don't quite know all the rules yet when the big leaguers are like, no idea.
All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, our final segment will feature Eno Serra, some smart baseball from The Athletic, as we wrap things up and head over to the roundtable. Coming up, broadcasting live from our Bill House studios, we know how, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
How about this weekend, heading down to Sedano Ford, getting in the car or the truck of your dreams? It made my dreams come true, certainly. It's the end of summer. Back-to-school savings event is here. And again, the common theme, 349 is the number you're going to want to remember. 349 a month. For the brand new 2026 Ford F-150 STX or the 2026 Bronco Sport Big Ben or the 2026 Ford Explorer Active, all three great Ford vehicles, one amazing payment of just $349 a month. Now, that's separate. You don't get all three for $349 a month, but still, I mean, if you wanted to buy all three, they're all just $349 a month. Can't really beat it. Take advantage of 0.7% APR financing plus no payments for 90 days. On select new Ford models, don't wait. These offers will not last forever. So stop by your local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Tell them that Woodsy says hi and that I sent you in there. For more details and more great offers, go to SedanoFord.com. Check out the inventory. Go to SedanoFord.com today.
Ben and Woods, brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Paul is trying to get Eno lined up on our SDCCU fan hotline. It is not Big Bang Banking. It is better. I am perusing Eno's starting pitcher rankings. He updates these several times during the season. Number one is, like, so far and away now number one.
Big Miz,
followed by Tarek Skubal, Chris Sale, Christopher Sanchez, and Cam Schlittler in your top five.
Skubal's up there?
Yep, still up there.
He's been fine. He gives like two runs a game.
You have to go all the way to number 49 before you find the first San Diego Padre at Michael King.
Wow.
And then Casey Mize is at 54.
Okay.
And then Robbie Ray is way down at 89. And Randy Vasquez is 125, which is where the list cuts off. So Walker Buehler did not make the top 125. Now, their five-man rotation should be about 150 starting pitchers around the league. So somewhere in there, I'd argue that Walker Buehler has been outsized effective for what the Padres were asking for this season, even if he doesn't make Eno's rankings.
Big time. You can yell at him about his rankings.
I'm not going to yell at him. I think he's probably right. It hasn't been a great season for Michael King.
Yeah.
He could move up. I think if he pitches like he did yesterday, he will move up. You know, he top 30 type pitcher in the league. would be my guess for Michael King.
I think Scooble's made three starts for the Dodgers. I think he's given up two earned runs in each and gone 5 to 6 innings. It's basically Michael King.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, more punch, yeah, more punch outs.
I mean, this is an all whole season rankings, sure, that it can be
not
flexible,
a weekly kind
it's
of.
It's not like who's hot, who's not. It's, yeah, he will make slight adjustments, but you don't dismiss what the guys did earlier, sure, in the season either. And their careers as well. You know, Scooble's a 2-time defending Cy Young Award winner.
It's true.
Stuff Plus is still very good at 118. Miz is like 128. Whew. It's like 10 above Sale and Scooble.
Feels low, actually,
a
for
lot,
him.
Too.
He's really good.
Serious
where
amount
is he
of
now?
Stuff.
Not answering.
Lost
working
him
on it.
All right. Well, when we get Eno Saris, we can ask him some of these questions. You heard Eno yesterday talking,
yeah,
about something
to Rates and Barrels. Too bad you don't have a reach around to throw to right now, isn't it?
It is too bad.
I bet you.
He's panicked.
Look at him. We just start
around.
Repeating the reach.
Oh yeah, scare the Reds.
I'm always prepared though. So if we needed a topic,
nope.
We don't need a topic.
Golf?
No. CJ Abrams. Okay. I haven't talked about him being moved to second base and not happy about it, apparently. Quote, not thrilled about the decision of the organization. They didn't trade him at the deadline.
Correct.
I think he's still got 2 years left with the Nationals.
I think they want to build around him, I would guess, but they're over his shortstop play. Well, and this is a tale as old as time. It's crazy to actually have a shortstop come up and stay at shortstop these days, right? Like, Bobby Witt Jr., you're a shortstop. You're staying at shortstop. You know, Ellie De La Cruz, every year they're like, should we move him to the outfield or should we not? I mean, there's, you know, Xander moved to second. Toddy moved to right. Jackson moved to center. We are very used to this. Jackson was not happy. Toddy wasn't. I don't think. No, it was actually Toddy's idea from what I heard at the time. But nobody really gives. Everyone just wanted to blame management on that one. But, yeah, it's rare. It's so common now, too, that guys move positions. It's like,
I mean, the easy answer is he a great shortstop?
No.
No, so try him somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I think the real answer is probably more nuanced. Does this increase his trade value in the offseason if they still try to move him? Or do they truly feel like they've got another shortstop coming up that they
want
to give a chance to?
What's his name? Seaver King, I think, is the guy that's coming up behind
name.
Him. Yeah, Seaver King's a great name. Sorry, buddy. He sounds more like a shortstop than you do. So Seaver's going to be playing short. CJ, welcome to second base. Look, everyone listening, or not everyone. I don't want to put everybody in the same boat here. But I heard it for many, many years. You got to do what is best for the team. Sure. You go to your job today, and they're like, hey, guess what? You don't do this job anymore. You do another job. And you're like, okay. I mean, you just wear it? It's hard. These guys have played this position their entire life. They trained to play this position. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, why don't you go play the outfield?
Hey, Woods, I know we hired you to do mornings, but we decided we're going to be better as a unit if you could work from 10 to midnight.
Yeah, go to sales. You know, it's completely different. And, you know, he's still going to take ground balls at short. Right, just to kind of smooth it over, but he's not happy about it. And I don't blame CJ Abrams even a little bit. You know, I don't blame him even a little. And there may be an organization that will say, no, we'll play it short. You know, come on in here, and because you'll take the 35 home runs or whatever and figure it out from there. But yeah, it's not uncommon anymore for guys to move positions. You hate that gets out. Right, you can express that privately,
sure,
without it getting out. Maybe they leaked it. You never know. We don't know.
It's interesting that they did it in season,
right,
as well, as opposed to like approach them at the end of the year and say, hey, we want to really work with you in the offseason on transitioning to shortstop.
Yeah. They told Xander the day before.
Spring training, yeah.
Right. Hey, by the way, this spring training, you're going to be working at second. So you and people were mad at Xander for being mad.
I totally understood it. Especially like that kind of money and that kind of contract. Like, I remember his first press conference. They asked him, like, hey, so, you know, because we had this kid named Fernando that was playing short, and he was like, I'm a shortstop.
That's what they all say. Like, I mean, it does happen in other sports. It does. You know, we need you to. They've moved quarterbacks to tight end, and they've moved tight ends to, you know, like it's happened. But it's just different, man, in baseball. You're playing 162 games. You want to. You want to feel comfortable where you are, and being out of position is not a comfortable feeling.
One of the Aztecs' top receivers this year, Bert Emanuel Jr., started as a quarterback as he was recruited, but he's the fastest player on the team.
They make him a wide receiver.
Decided they got Jalen Denegal now, so they're going to make him a wide receiver.
And he's related, I'm assuming, to Bert Emanuel Sr.
I think so.
The Bert Emanuel?
The Bert Emanuel Sr., yeah. By the way, Padres shortstop of the future. Distant future, possibly, but into the system. And first two games for Elliot Lascelles, their second round draft pick, looked pretty good. Saw some of the video.
Getting some knocks.
He got three hits his first game and another extra base hit in his second game as he's just getting started, obviously. High schooler, drafted out of Canada in the second round back at the All-Star break. But some of these new guys are beginning their minor league careers, or at least working. I think Coleman Borthwick, pitcher. I saw some video of him as well working in Arizona at the Padres spring training complex.
Okay.
They're very careful with the pitchers, especially late in the year after they've already gone through their college or high school seasons, depending on where they are, that they don't necessarily want to overwork them the first time. So generally it'll be next spring as they start kind of get going again and ramping up. But we are seeing some of those draft picks getting some work in the Padres system.
Matt says, let's be real. He's the left fielder of the future. Yeah. I mean, it's like you don't want to be drafted as a shortstop in the Padres organization. It's a bit of the kiss of death, I think. If you drafted me at short, I know what your plan is. You're moving me to the outfield. Let's just get it going now. Robert says Eno's in a ditch somewhere. We sure hope not. If he misses us.
Someone's going to have to play shortstop in the future. Yeah. It's not going to be Xander forever.
I hope not.
We've been seeing
really good too.
Some cracks in Xander's shortstop play lately, which is unfortunate, not unexpected.
This kind of stuff that every team deals with, especially when you sign guys to long contracts. Like, you know, anybody that is coming up as a center fielder right now in the Padres system, probably start maybe learning another position.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, any third baseman in the Padres system might want to think about another position, because when you sign Manny to an 11-year contract and he's the third baseman.
I always wonder how that convo is going to go with that guy.
I have an idea of how it's going to go.
I have an idea of how it's going to go as well.
Not great.
It's not great. It's not great at all.
Does anyone have the gumption to actually have that conversation with Manny?
Did I ask him about, like, hey, not now? I think I might
maybe
have.
Maybe at spring training.
Like, not now, obviously, but when it comes. You know, they say the corner, you move, third, you go to first. I think he'd be a great first baseman. Does he want to go play first? I have no idea. I do. He doesn't.
Right, he doesn't
now.
Want to.
It's not something he even wants to consider. I think there's also a part of a player that's like, oh, cool, this is the end. So this is we are rounding the back nine here, and they're starting to move me over to the same position that, like, Woods and Paul play. That's where you're going. That's where we want
you. I mean, there have been some amazing first basemen who spent many, many years there and are in the Hall of Fame. So there's nothing wrong with being a good first baseman.
We've needed one desperately to this point and
kind of
got Ty
one.
France. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But, like, also, I can see it. Like, I can envision a world in which Manny, like, hey, man, you're lost a couple of ticks on defense.
Yep.
We're going to slide you over to first. I want you to focus on being the best power hitter you can be still.
And just go slug. And
I can imagine
first.
He's going to still be able to pick it just fine over that move actually happens.
No question. I would like to see it. Not right now. I would like to see what it looks like. I would like to see what he looks like taking ground balls at first base and making picks and everything else. I think it's great. I wonder if he ever does.
I feel like he'd be very good at picking.
First base is a blast.
He's got great hands. Obviously.
Why every player isn't like, can I play first base? I don't get. Like, I think it's so much fun.
I remember when I was a kid, I played first base because they're like, you want to be involved with pretty much every play?
The plays.
I was like, yeah, kind of.
It's the best.
Like,
it's so fun.
It is, because you're involved all the time.
All the time.
And you don't really have to move that much.
No. Your spry second baseman's got your back.
Yep.
And if it's two steps to your right, you're like, I'll be at the back.
Right.
And you go get it. It's
you're
great.
Ready to die for it.
That's such a good, fun position.
Even the pitcher has to run over first base.
Woo.
You don't.
All you got to do is catch the ground ball and flip it.
Toss it over to the pitcher, or you just
guy drops the ball. You're like, I'm going
to
stay home and let the catcher handle that one.
Pitcher, catcher, you guys get it. No, I love it. I love first base. I think every player should want to play it more. I really do.
I played first base as a kid.
It's a friggin' blast.
First base.
It's a blast. And it is difficult. There's a lot of footwork and things, but man, he's got all that. Like, he could do that in a heartbeat. We're not calling for this, by the way,
no.
Manny. We're not calling for you to play first
Except when you had, like, a shortstop with a huge arm.
Yes.
Who loved to throw it down low.
Yeah.
And then first base wasn't quite as
No, I love it. I love the pick.
Anymore.
Love the pick. Love, love, love it. So we'll probably get Eno on tomorrow. Would be
let's see if we can.
He'll text me about 10 minutes and go, "Hey, oh my god, I'm so sorry. You guys still on?" And I'll say, "No, we're off early on Thursdays."
We'll guilt him. We'll guilt him into coming on tomorrow,
which is great because tomorrow is
we got no game.
We got a casual show. We will have a management report brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It is better, and we'll finish with a topic wheel spin.
Ooh, I like this one. Which job taught you the most in life?
This one.
Radio host.
Radio host.
Really?
By far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not even close.
I mean, you have way more jobs to choose from.
This is it.
But for me, you learn about human nature.
I couldn't have done this, though, without my sales jobs. I couldn't have done this.
Really?
Yeah. The art of BSing and talking and filling time. Yeah, no question.
It's the hardest part for me
because
I didn't have the BSing of a sales job ever to do in the past.
That's why you have the reach around.
Right.
That's why it's exactly what the reach around was created for.
Pauly, what about you?
Which job has taught me the most in life? I mean, I've had this job for most of my adult life.
You reference your job at the pizza place.
I was going to think about that. I was probably going to try to use that to try to sell it. I mean, I became like a shift manager. I learned about like counting money, closing up a shop, stuff like that, which at 19 when you're in college, like
deal.
That was some responsibility.
It's a huge deal.
So, I learned like you kind of mature a little bit when you're 19 and working 35 to 45 hours a week while a full-time student. Like, yeah, I matured a lot and grew a lot during those like 3 years.
That's it. Look at that.
Yeah. All right. So Eno's a no-show today.
I'll be in shorts, by the way, for the round table, which was a miscalculation on my
surprised.
Part.
I'm
in shorts.
I wanted to wear shorts, but I knew we had a round table.
It's going
to
be me, Elo, and Braden in shorts, so tune in for that.
We'll dock Eno in Kangaroo Court and try to set him up for tomorrow for Paul Reindel. Paulie, we'll see you tomorrow at 6. Woods and I heading over to the Sound Space for our Epic Wings round table coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.